It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
Revelation chapter 13. We are continuing our series on the book of Revelation, chapter by chapter and verse by verse. We are learning throughout this book of Revelation that the first law of interpretation is that Scripture interprets Scripture. We are also learning throughout this book of Revelation that there is an abundance of symbolic language. And in this symbolic language, there is still always a literal meaning. This keeps individuals from their opinions and their suppositions being inserted into the interpretations of the Word of God. The symbolic language still always has a literal meaning. Revelation chapter 13 speaks of the middle of the Great Tribulation. We know that from chapter 12, where the events of chapter 12 were dated according to Scripture. The tribulation was spoken out in a number of days and months, being 3.5 years for the rise of the Antichrist. And now we see in chapter 13 the specific and ultimate and actual rise of the Antichrist, which marks the middle of the Great Tribulation, 3.5 years. And also in chapter 13, we'll see the rise of the false prophet, the religious sidekick, if you will, of the Antichrist. Revelation chapter 13, verse number 1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. Verse 1 is speaking of 7 heads. These 7 heads speak of the 7 empires as found in Revelation chapter 17. The 10 horns speak of universal power, as horns speak of power in the Scriptures. The 10 crowns speak of universal dominion, as crowns speak of dominion in Scripture. These 10 crowns also speak of 10 kings over the 10 empires found in the 10 horns, as talked about in chapter 12, verse 3, and chapter 17, verse 10. The Antichrist is coming from the old empires of the world, because the same spirit behind these old empires is the same spirit behind the kingdom of the Antichrist in the last days. Demonically inspired, demonically driven. Daniel chapter 7, verse 23 through 25 gives context on this particular interpretation. The fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and dividing of time. Here we see the rise of the Antichrist throughout the book of Daniel, here particularly coming from the old empires of the days of old. 10 horns Out of the Antichrist kingdom have 10 kings that shall arise, having dominion over this kingdom, and the Antichrist shall have dominion over them. This takes place in the middle of the Great Tribulation, as spoken of in terms of times, which means 2 years, time, one more year, and dividing of time, 1/2 year. 3.5 years, the middle of the Great Tribulation. There are interpretations to where the Antichrist may arise out of the overlap between the Roman Empire and the Grecian Empire. Scripture supports this particular interpretation from Revelation chapter 17 and Daniel chapter 7 verse 8. There's also interpretations that the Antichrist will rise out of the Muslim community. There's scriptural interpretation for this from the book of Psalms. To keep this in context and to keep it within the spirit of interpretation in scripture, the Antichrist will arise from the former kingdoms of the world and distinguish himself, because those former empires were global during their time, and the Antichrist will distinguish himself by having dominion over the territories of all these particular empires. The Antichrist kingdom will be global in nature. There are laws that are being passed to internationally divide the world into 10 regions, which will be ruled and governed by individuals over these particular kingdoms. These interpretations have validity, but to keep this in context, this particular 10 horns and 10 kings speak of global dominion and global power, and the Antichrist will arise from these particular kings and kingdoms, will have complete control, power, and dominion over these 10 kingdoms, over these 10 kings, and over the earth. Verse 1 continues to say that his heads have the names of blasphemy, speaking to the fact that this particular Antichrist coming out of the sea of humanity is a direct affront against God, its very character and purpose and nature and plan blasphemes against God Almighty himself. This is the individual spoken of in Daniel as the little horn. This is the individual spoken of in 2 Thessalonians as the man of sin. This is the actual rise of the Antichrist in the middle of the Great Tribulation. Verse number 2. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon, or the devil, Satan, gave him his power, and his seat, and great authority. Here we see, as referenced in Daniel chapter 7 again, an interpretation of what these beasts are. These are the old empires of the world, and out of these empires came the Antichrists. Verse number 2 speaks of the empires of old: Babylon, Medo-Persia, and Greece, the lion, the bear, and the leopard. And this interpretation you'll find by scripture in Daniel chapter 7. The Antichrist is a combination of all these particular empires. The Antichrist has the characteristics and actions of all these particular empires, and the Antichrist is coming out of these particular global empires of the days of old and will rule with these same actions and characteristics in the last days of the Antichrist global empire. The leopard speaks of the characteristics of swiftness. representing the swiftness of the Grecian Empire. The Medo-Persian Empire speaks of the bear, is known for its cruelty and greediness. The lion, which represents the Babylonian Empire, is known for its fierceness. All these characteristics are a conglomeration of the last day Antichrist empire, as the Antichrist is coming from these particular global empires with the same characteristics and actions of the empires of old. As a conglomeration of all the empire characteristics, because the same demonic spirit behind the empires of old is the same demonic spirit behind the Antichrist global empire during the Great Tribulation. The dragon in verse 2, giving him power and authority, speaks that it's from the devil himself, Satan, empowering this Antichrist, as we will see, not only by a diabolical anointing, but by a direct incarnation itself. Verse number 3 and 4. And I saw one of the heads, as it were, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Here in verse number 3, we see a assassination attempt or some type of mortal wound coming to the Antichrist. We see this phrase in verse 3, his deadly wound which was healed, echoed in verse number 12 and echoed in verse number 14. This lets us know that this was a worldwide known characteristic of this Antichrist, that all the world will know that this individual was mortally wounded and somehow rose from the dead. This particular Antichrist will be mortally killed and then incarnated by the devil and give a false or pseudo resurrection in order to cause the world to wonder after the beast, in order to cause the world to look to the Antichrist to say that he must have all power because he rose from the dead before our very eyes. As a result, in verse 4, the world is going to worship the devil, worship the dragon, Satan, which gives power to the Antichrist. They believe they're worshiping the Antichrist, but they're actually worshiping the devil behind the Antichrist. This is a fulfillment of Satan's long desire to be worshipped. His ultimate goal is to be worshipped. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4 says, Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Isaiah chapter 14 gives insight on not only the fall of Satan, but Satan's lust and thirst for power. Chapter 14 verse 12 says, How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Satan, through the Antichrist, is seeking to be worshipped and to control the world. There is great wonder for the beast during this time. The world says, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? This is a result not only of the wonderment and awestruckness of the world upon the Antichrist, but this is a result of his consolidation of military power throughout the world. In chapter 6, we studied how there was global war as a result of the second of the four horsemen and global inflation, economic collapse on a worldwide basis as a result of the third of the four horsemen. This will lay a path for the Antichrist to consolidate power throughout the world in order to rise, take control, and have the answers that people are looking for. He will consolidate power through treaties and through global mergers that will put all of this power under his umbrella and his rulership. And this is culminating in the middle of the Great Tribulation. Verse number 5 through 6. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months, 3.5 years. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and they that dwell in heaven. Remembering that there was an example already of the devil incarnating someone in Scripture, Judas Iscariot. Verse 5 speaks of his blasphemies against God and his blasphemies, speaking of the lies that he tells the world in order to get them to follow him and to believe in him. And this was given unto him for 42 months, or for the last half of the Great Tribulation, the last half of the 7 years of the Great Tribulation. Verse 6, he continues to blaspheme, opening his mouth against God and to blaspheme the name of God, the character of God, and the believers of God that follow him. Daniel chapter 7, verse 25 again speaks of this demonic character in the Antichrist, saying, "And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High." This is the Antichrist saying in his many speeches. This is the Antichrist, just as the devil lied in the beginning, slandering God and causing one third of the angels to fall with him. This is the Antichrist speaking against God, saying that there is no God. If there were God, why would all these calamities and plagues be falling on the earth? If there was a God, why would he allow these things to happen? The Antichrist will be blaspheming God and the saints of God in order to remove all hope to trust in God from the world. The Antichrist will blaspheme the believers, saying they didn't have the answer. They don't have any answer. No one is going to take care of us but ourselves. There is no God. We must look to ourselves and unite. These are the very words of blasphemy that will be spoken ad nauseum by the Antichrist to turn the world to him. This is Revelation chapter 13, part 1. And on today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from his loving kindness, I invite you to pray with me this prayer of salvation, this prayer of rededication. Won't you bow your head and close your eyes and pray with me this prayer? Oh God, I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that God raised him from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation in everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.